The rule is, once the trigger point is reached, Lake Chestnut would have to fill completely before the restrictions are lifted.
That's correct. Whatever level of restrictions we're at when the reservoir starts to recover, we stay at that level until the reservoir is full.
Chris Dawson is manager of the Appomattox River Water Authority, and he says that is a lot of water.
Yeah, that's 6.2 billion gallons. Works out to about a little more than a foot of rain over the entire watershed.
Meanwhile, emergency restrictions mean no watering lawns or landscapes, no filling swimming pools, no washing cars at home, no watering golf courses, period. And fines start at $200.
We've never been here before, so this is new territory.
The board members do meet Thursday night and again October 21st and could discuss a change in the rules because 12 to 15 inches of rain could be months away. But Dawson says,
I wouldn't want to come out of it too soon and wind up going back in.
Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.